Like to call to order the April meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join me as we honor America and pledge allegiance to the flag?
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Well, believe it or not, the motion passed unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. Let me thank everybody. You've heard the call. I think this is the most good news we've had at one meeting. We appreciate that. Keep the good news coming. Ms. Webb, we'll start with you.
From Oak Ridge High School, we have 7 students received awards for the NCWIT Aspirations in Computing Award. The Award for Aspirations in Computing by the National Center for Women and Information Technology honors young women at the high school level for their computing-related achievements and interests. Awardees are selected for their computing and IT aptitude, leadership ability, academic history, and plans for post-secondary education. The winners were honored at a virtual banquet on April the 1st. Math thesis student Daniel Joy earned first place in the poster competition at this year's Tennessee Junior Science and Humanities Symposium on March the 5th, hosted by the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Daniel presented his poster, Using Data Science to Explore Historical Trends and Predict Future Rates of COVID-19, virtually during the competition. The Science Bowl C team made it to the Sweet 16 at the 2021 Virtual Tennessee Science Bowl competition. Brian Q, Dylan Hodge, Amelia Hodge, and Gus Morrell did an amazing job beating out over 50 teams to get to go deep in the tournament. This was their first time competing. And the Oak Ridge NJROTC unit hosted the final drill meet of the year on Wednesday, March the 3rd in the Wildcat Arena. Oak Ridge hosted cadets in person from Fulton, Farragut, Central, and West NJROTC units. Anderson County, Loudoun, Union County, and Bearden competed virtually. The cadets from the Wildcat Company came out with great passion and focus for this meet. After finishing second place in the league the past 2 years, the senior cadets were determined to go out on top. They achieved that goal by placing overall in the league as follows: air rifle first, armed drill second, unarmed drill second, color guard first, and academics second. The Oak Ridge NJROTC unit are the new Knox area NJROTC league champions.
Very good. Mr. Stevens.
Continuing with Oak Ridge High School, we have 10 Oak Ridge High School students have earned Microsoft Office Specialist certificates in Word. Next, the Oak Ridge High School Cynosure Telecom Virtual Enterprise website was recognized as a top 25% website in the national competition. Next, the National Society of High School Scholars recently selected Heidi Foster as an educator at Oak Ridge High School as a, is that supposed to be class? As a noble educator of distinction. As a role model to pupils, Heidi was nominated by a student for outstanding dedication and commitment to excellence in the profession. Next, Oak Ridge High School announces two new certified pharmacy technicians. Is that Brianna Greer and Robert Hill? They worked diligently all year to earn this certification. That's out of sight. And the Health Occupations Students of America State Conference was held March the 22nd through the 24th with seven Oak Ridge High School students competing. Two of those students placed in the finals and will compete in the HOSA International Conference in June of this year. Outstanding work for all the students and teachers there at Oak Ridge High.
Thank you. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Willowbrook. The Willowbrook third and fourth grade teachers recently collaborated with scientists from Jacobs Engineering to provide opportunities for students to learn about STEM careers and local clean water initiatives. Fourth grade students celebrated Engineering Week with presentation from the Jacobs team, which included a PFAS expert, a GIS specialist, a professional geologist, and scientist in Jacobs Water Group. Third grade students accumulated their ELA unit on water with a presentation from the Jacobs team called Keeping Our Water Clean. Jacobs provided materials for students in both grades to complete a water bottle fountain STEM activity. In addition, fourth grade students collected 18 water samples around the Willowbrook campus and across Oak Ridge using the PFAS water testing kits. These samples were sent to PsychoPure Labs, who tested them for evidence of PFAS. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals that are manufactured and used in a variety of industries around the world. Jacobs then presented the PFAS test results to the fourth grade students, and the good news was none of our water samples contained PFAS. Also, Willowbrook students rocked the reading challenge for Read Across America's Week. Mrs. Meadle, a Willowbrook librarian, challenged the student body to read 2,800 pages in total, representing the mileage of going from the East Coast to the West Coast and back. Instead, they read 9,730 pages. So essentially, they read back and forth across America 3.5 times. And that's some of the good news from Willowbrook.
Thank you. Ms. Eagle.
From Robertsville Middle School, RAMSAT was delivered to NanoRacks in Houston, Texas before spring break. RAMSAT passed all the testing requirements for launch. The launch is currently set for June 3rd on the Alana 36 mission from Cape Canaveral. Final flight date will be confirmed in mid-May. Several 4-H contests were held in March. Robertsville student earned 12 blue ribbons out of 13 categories, and the Robertsville Middle School TSA competed in the virtual state competition this year, earning 13 first place, 4 second place, 1 third place, and they were awarded the Chapter of Excellence. And that's very good news.
My good news comes from Jefferson. Isabella Liu, Henry Landau, and Jacob Moore all participated in the State Tennessee History Day competition. The results aren't in yet, but Ms. Painter is really proud of them for taking their projects to the next level. And this is the first time that Jefferson has had students make it to the state. Jefferson Middle School's first Lego League team, the Atomic Master Bricks Innovative Project, was nominated for the Global Innovation Award competition. Only one team from our region was chosen to represent Tennessee. One of FIRST's slogans is, "It's more than just robots." Jefferson is celebrating the STEM Innovation Project and what the team created. JMS Media Specialist Emily Haverkamp entered JMS students in the statewide bookmark contest sponsored by the Tennessee Association of School Librarians. Emily Edwards' submission won honorable mention in the middle school division. She was presented 100 plus bookmarks, a poster of her design, and a certificate. The school also won copies of her bookmark. Ms. Lauren Dean, I'm going to need your help here. JMHS eighth grader Dallas Frent. Oh, very good. Thank you. Dallas Frent tied the JMS physical education shuttle run record, running the shuttle run in 8.0 seconds. The current shuttle run record that he tied has been standing since 1992. Wow. Dallas Frent also broke the JMS physical education record for the 20-meter pacer test by running 106 laps. And believe it or not, all of that is just some of the good news that's taking place in our schools. And thank each of the schools for submitting that. Next, we'll move on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand if you wish to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, well, actually to the microphone, and state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board tonight?
My name is Chuck Eagle, and I live at 101 West Melbourne, along with my beautiful bride, Angie. I have been known to occasionally substitute teach in the Oak Ridge school system, and I would like to say that it's my view that your COVID measures, social distancing in the lunchrooms, the wearing of masks, better flow of students between classrooms is improving attendance and discipline. And the idea I would like to plant is next year, when we return to normal and the winter months come and we see the illnesses sweep through the system, we see discipline fall off, we see attendance fall off, that we might want to consider implementing some of the COVID measures on a temporary basis until we can get the attendance up and the discipline problems down.
Good ideas, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on then to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda passes unanimously. I probably should have mentioned when we were doing the good news, Richard and Dave, the microphones are working great. You can actually hear everybody now. So thank you all for helping add that to all the other good things you've done. Okay, next we move to items for action. On a limited basis this year, we still have some individuals that we need to select as our Oak Ridge Schools Volunteer of the Year. Whomever is selected by this board will be then submitted to the Tennessee School Board Association to potentially then be selected as the East District Volunteer of the Year. if our selection were to win there, excuse me, then they would go on to state competition and hopefully could become the state volunteer of the year. I would mention that this year we have also selected a student to receive student recognition by the Tennessee School Board Association. We mentioned his name at our last meeting. We had hoped to have him here tonight along with his parents, but he's playing baseball. So we'll shoot for the next meeting, and his name is Caden Upgraff. So we look forward to having him here and wish him luck as he moves on to hopefully be selected as the East Ridge Region Student Recognition of the Year. So, board members, you have a slip of paper. Our choices for our Volunteer of the Year come from Robertsville Middle. They are Robert and Claire Luttrell. And our other choice is from Linden Elementary, and his name is Jim Kopak. And you met each of those when they were recognized before the board. So if you'll hand me your ballot when you're finished, we'll pass these down to the superintendent, and he will call those out. And then after we have a selection, the board will then have to vote to accept that person as our volunteer.
Mr. Chairman, just on a quick review here, I have all five ballots, and all five are for Robert and Claire Luttrell.
Well, I believe that makes it very easy. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Ms. Lammerhurt, we'll need to get that in to TSBA by May 1st, I believe. Okay. And Dr. Reniger, if you've got any additional information other than what you submitted, if you all will make contact and get that information. And then I will contact them and let them know, and we would like to have them again come to our next board meeting. So the motion then on the floor, I would make the motion that we accept Robert and Claire Luttrell as our Oak Ridge Schools Volunteers of the Year. And I need a second.
Second.
We had a lot of seconds. Seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, each of you. Next is a first reading on budget amendment number 2. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget amendment number 2.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And as the board can see there, we're going to have a first and second reading on this item, and this is to kind of reverse or cancel that lease that we were going to use for the purchase of the devices grades 5 through 12, since we'll now include those in ESSER 3.0.
Comments or questions? Motion on the floor is approval of budget amendment number 2 on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C is the second reading on budget amendment number 2. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget amendment number 2.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any comments here on second reading? Okay, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item D is a first reading on budget transfer, FY21 budget transfer number 5. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget transfer number 5.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, this establishes a line for the Edmentum donation. So graciously gave us some money for those interactive panels. Also does what we just approved on the reverses that expenditure for the computer lease, and then some realignment of budget items and some other routine budget transfers.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, motion on the floor is approval of FY21 budget transfer number 5 on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E is FY22 district liability and workers' comp insurance. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 district liability and workers' comp insurance coverage with Tennessee Risk Management Trust.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to reference the memo that you see there in this attachment. As you know, the Oak Ridge Schools recently sought proposals for the district's property, casualty, and workers' compensation insurance coverage for FY22. We received two proposals, responses that we received, and both proposals met the minimum requirement as stated in that RFP. The apparent best proposer, as ranked in that evaluation process, and you have that, was Tennessee Risk Management Trust. And you can see the evaluation committee's comparison for that specific information. So based on the RFP results and the strong recommendation of the evaluation and selection committee, I recommend that the Oak Ridge Board of Education accept and approve the district's property, casualty, and workers' compensation insurance with Tennessee Risk Management Trust for FY22.
Questions or comments from the board? Ms. Eagle.
Just a comment that it's very encouraging to see that this bid is 16% less than the FY21 cost. So we're saving money. That's good.
That's correct, yes.
Excuse me. Anyone else? Ms. Smith, thank you for the very detailed information. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to read through there and compare the differences. And even more interesting, even though we didn't know who was who on the evaluation process, but to look at their thinking through looking at this information to provide what will be the best coverage for our staff and so forth. It's kind of amazing to me that in the times that we live, as Ms. Eagle just pointed out, that actually you can get an insurance coverage that's less than what you had last year. So whatever miracle you worked right there, thank you for doing that.
You can attribute most of those savings to our workers' comp history. It was very good in the last 2 years.
Everybody stay safe and healthy, right? Anyone else? Motion on the floor then is approval of the FY22 district liability and workers' comp insurance. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F is the purchase of food service equipment. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of food service equipment from Katam Restaurant Supply Incorporated in the amount of $93,860.84.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And as you can see from the memo, there's some much needed equipment, and we needed some lead time and to order this equipment, is why you're seeing it now. But in this purchase, you'd have the replacement of the dish machine and associated equipment at Woodland, a new serving line at Jefferson Middle, a new sink with stainless steel work tables at Willowbrook Elementary School.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, motion on the floor is the purchase of food service equipment. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G is the approval of the Oak Log contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the attached contract with Balfour for the annual Oak Log yearbook at a cost of $56,625.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from the attached information, this bid was the best price that met specifications, and I think we've all seen the high-quality yearbook that the Oak Ridge High School team puts out. The staff is familiar with this company as well as the students, and the recommendation would be to stay with that company.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval of the preschool Head Start request for use of COLA funds. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the preschool Head Start request for use of COLA funds in the amount of $12,757.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, this would be used our staff is given increase this year. This cost of living adjustment in this particular item would be used to give that increase to or help offset that increase to our preschool staff.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant, including secondary and pathways applications for equipment, PD, and industry certifications.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
And again, this is Ms. Cross, or Dr. Cross, going after more dollars here. We're going to see if we can get this grant. And give me, Dr. Williams, again, it was a garden. Tell me what that was again, if you can recall.
Yes, Dr. Cross is requesting mannequins to teach CPR and health science in tower gardens, which are indoor classroom hydroponic tower gardens on wheels for the engineering by design and introduction to business and marketing classes that have middle to high school credit articulation.
Questions or comments? I was just thinking about tomatoes or something, maybe, you know, the board. Can we wait when those are in operation for our board visit to go by?
Dr. Cross would like to add on that note, when you have a product you can market and sell, you also have a work-based learning opportunity.
Excellent. Motion on the floor is approval of the CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item J is the ESSER 3.0 grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ESSER 3.0 grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see, we've got 39 pages of backup for the board to look at. Dr. Williams put together a good one-page cover at the first page of that attachment. And also, just so everybody knows, the board has actually had a special session on this decision for our ESSER 3.0 funds. But just briefly, just a reminder that we've allocated and gave careful consideration of the following federally defined focused areas, and that's learning loss through evidence-based interventions, ensure interventions respond to students' social, emotional, academic needs, disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on underrepresented student groups, activities outside the school day and year. And then you can see the five kind of six buckets, if you will, of how our funds will be spent. I won't read through all of those, but those areas are in curriculum, professional development, technology, air quality, summer and intersession programming, and some additional staff for the 2 years that we have these funds. We put a lot of time into this, and I think if there's more specific questions, Dr. Williams and I can try to answer those for you.
Questions? Just out of curiosity, this preparation was obviously much more difficult than the previous. More hoops, I would imagine, to jump through. I mean, the time and effort is greatly appreciated, but the value of what we're going to see from this is going to be tremendous. Since the federal government does have a hand in this, how thorough do they require us to, not that I'm trying to undercut anything, I'm just curious to what our reporting of what we, how we, they know how we're going to use it, but then I know they probably want to make sure we are using it that way.
Yeah, so Dr. Williams, Pat, do you want to double team that one?
We have been warned that there will be audits and follow-up on this, which are more than we had before with the RRF funds, if you can remember, several years back. So we do expect a great deal of reporting and justification.
I've heard words used that this will be the most scrutinized funds that we've ever received.
I
mean, that kind of lumps it all together.
All right. Motion on the floor is the approval of ESSER 3.0 grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to items for information. The first one would be our FY22 budget concepts. Dr. Borchers.
And as we customarily do every year, this is kind of an item for information for the board. We don't go through this presentation, but it's more for the board to kind of start getting grounded in our upcoming budget season. It starts now officially, and this is kind of one of our first things to check the box on. So Pat and team, we've put this together for your review, and we look forward to entering this season. And we know it'll be busy, but we feel well prepared.
Any questions at this point in time? I think, let me just call your attention. I think it's page 13, which has the dates for our meetings. Please make sure those get on your calendar, because we will be starting with our first meeting. I guess it's May the 12th. Is that right? Am I reading that right? May 10th. Yep, May 10th. And you'll be receiving the first draft of the budget on May the 5th.
Ms. Smith?
I was just going to add, that is our goal, is to do May 5th. But as of today, we haven't received our BEP estimate for April from the state, and we have not received the WFTE ADA for county tax revenue distribution, but we do intend to get you the budget by May 5th. The other thing I would add is, if you look at the two dates that are in black, May 10th and May 18th, that is a second reading for City Council on the FY21 budget, the amendment. We have to add $3 million. To our total to get it approved.
Okay. Questions? Ms. Eagle.
Just a comment. The city council meetings are in reference to the city has to approve us increasing our budget from the funds that we got federally.
Okay, moving next to item B, attendance and enrollment reports. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. First of all, because I always forget to announce this, we will have our truancy review and support meeting this Friday at 10 o'clock in this room. Our numbers are down a little bit this month as far as how many will be attending, and that is primarily due to our hybrid schedule being gone. We had some students who were just struggling to log on and be counted present when they were doing the alternating hybrid schedule. So, but that, once again, that problem has taken care of itself by having all students back. So, but if you look at current trends, we are still 197 fewer students this year. 179 students fewer this year than we were this time last year. So, you know, and we talked a little bit about it today, given the growth in our city, that almost doesn't make sense. And, you know, and I could say that all of our downward trends are on the east side of town, but that's not true. It's equally on the west side of town. So anyway, we'll continue to watch that. This counts all students, whether it's Connect OR or not. But anyway, but those trends, giving our growth, is doesn't seem to go the direction we would have thought it would be going. But we'll continue to watch that. If you'll look at the attendance trends on the graphs, I was just sort of curious to see what would happen at our middle school and high school levels. And once again, they've done well the last reporting period. And it would appear by the numbers, our students are glad to be back in school. So anyway, any questions?
When do you think that, we may already know this, what impact we might face with with Connect OR going away? Do you think that will be of any noticeable impact, where there's still families that are going to say, I'm just not ready yet for my child to be there?
You know, and this would be pure speculation. The three of us have talked about this, and I guess any given day we can have a different view, but we feel like a very high percentage of our students who are currently participating and Connect OR will come back. You know, the parents value Oak Ridge Schools. They want their students to be in Oak Ridge Schools. They want their students to graduate from Oak Ridge Schools. So we feel like the majority will return. But once again, that's another number we will be looking at to see exactly what happens once we're there. So.
Mr. Stevens.
I think it's very important that we speak to the hard work, the staff, the teachers, the assistants, the students themselves in getting through this year, which still is an emergency session. This is extraordinarily difficult, and I take my hat off to every employee, every assistant, anybody that got involved in trying to make this doable in this extreme set of circumstances. The tremendous loss of life in this nation and across the world behind this virus reinforced the fact constantly that this was no joke. This was dangerous. Very dangerous. And I want to thank the superintendent, his staff, and everybody that's gotten involved in working with the schools, the parents, the guardians, everybody that just kind of exhaled and say, okay, let's take this one piece at a time. We're extremely fortunate to have already started down the road for the virtual teaching. You've got districts that hadn't even, they couldn't even spell laptop, much less have one. And soon as they wanted one, everybody wanted one, and you couldn't, the price went through the roof. We got way ahead of this, thanks to the vision and hard work of everybody here in the Oak Ridge School District. It's an outstanding pleasure for any of us to work with seasoned professionals and even the folks that are brand new. You have a great team here that helps one another. And the age-old or group development model where you go with storm, form, storm, norm, and perform, this school district gravitates between norm and perform, the top two, because you help one another. It doesn't matter what you need once the word is expressed. Actions happen. For the parents and guardians, hey, please, please stay in constant communication with your principals, vice principals, the teachers. And if you can't be there, send an advocate for your child, somebody to stand with Jimmy or Sue to say, I'm here for that person. Mom might have to work two shifts, or dad may have to work three shifts. We understand those kinds of things. But as you look at the tremendous amount of money that is brought into this system through grants, I've said it before, it's amazing. The opportunities for the students is even growing during this extreme set of circumstances. When we were reading the good news, while they're in high school, a couple of kids got certified as pharmacy techs. I'm sorry, that beats the old bricklayers and just a mech or mechanic. Middle college and all these other options. I was talking with the superintendent. The opportunities are so great. We'll have to start making an extra effort, even in elementary school, in helping the parents understand what's available for their children. The state and our ability to connect to, whether it's a college or university or TCAT, where folks actually get the training, is tremendous. The opportunities for every student here is outstanding. And I personally don't want any parent to be standing there going, my great gracious, if I would have known that 2 years ago, we could have gotten Jimmy or Sue in this program or that. So we're going to make an extra effort so that everyone fully appreciates what those opportunities are. And if you, as a student and parent, have the will and want to pursue a particular line, you've got a great cast of professionals here to help the parents get it. We saw the outstanding effort made for when everything had to go virtual and the parents are going, what? Okay, here's how we're going to work that. In helping them understand what are the, you know, you got a million and one different apps out there for this, that, and the other. So being responsive, I think, a responsive school district is so critical. And if anybody has to wonder, just look at this past year and the extra effort that was made to make this as doable as possible. And as with the funds we were just talking about, the state and the feds and everybody else finally come around with some money to help. Yes, we've lost a little ground, but that's just another challenge I'm certain that we can pick up and press on. So a pat on the back to everyone here and any of the other folks that may be listening at home, that we've got a great staff. They respond. You have an issue, please just don't sit home and put it on Facebook. Talk to the principals. Talk to the vice principal. Call the teacher. Ask them instead of a neighbor. Engage your faculty. Engage your administrators in getting the answers you need. And these wonderful people perform. They do the job. So thanks for giving me this opportunity to put my little 2 cents in, and I'm good to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben, for those comments. Finance report, are there any questions? Ms. Smith, any comments you have? Items for discussion? Old business or new business? Communications. Also, you make sure, board members, that you've got on your calendar. The month of May begins graduation time. And so have those dates on there. Fingers are all crossed, but we're going to be at Blankenship Field having graduation. So have those dates and things that you might want to attend, please do so. Hearing no one with any other comments or information, Lynn and Sandy, thank you all tonight. Richard and Dave, thank you all. Thank each of you all for being here tonight, and we'll see you next time. We're adjourned.